Welcome back to the Larry O Show. My co-host is here again.
It's John Phelps.
We're matching today. I'm Larry O.
You match
me. You match me. Coordinated outfit.
I'm Larry O.
I'm Larry Phelps, and this is John O.
John O.
Johnny O. Welcome to the podcast. This is an FL Studio / music production podcast. We talk about everything FL related and music production related as well. If you're joining us for the first time, we do a weekly giveaway. So in this episode, we're going to be announcing last week's winners. We're also going to be dropping a keyword for this week's contest, and the five winners are going to be winning my entire FL / production course suite.
Yeah, so hop over to YouTube, drop a comment when you hear the keyword or key phrase.
Yeah, so what's up?
Just been chilling, man. Just another day, another dollar. I've been trying out some different stuff with the content.
Yeah,
different stuff.
I don't know if I've seen it.
Different approach. Well, I haven't put it out yet. I shot it. I finished shooting it today. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the content like?
It's more like performance, like music video style. I went from like a few hundred followers to like around like 4,000. Mm-hmm. Just doing like performances of my song. So I was like, all right, I want to keep doing that and see, but like switching up the style to where like instead of it being like one takes, just more music video style.
Gotcha. That's dope.
And it keeps it fresh for me. And because like the thing is about shooting, you know this, like shooting content all the time, if you're not keeping it fresh, you can kind of just feel like stale about it. It's like diminishing returns if you don't switch up the style. So
yeah,
I
you got to switch it up.
I wanted to try something new.
Yeah, I love switching the content styles up. I'm still doing that. I wanted to start the podcast. I wanted to switch up the content style. Message is the same.
Yeah.
You know, vibe is the same. You know, you got to keep it fresh for you and for the people that are watching.
For sure.
For new people to attract newer people. To keep the same people that have been there happy, to keep things fresh. Like, nobody wants the same exact thing over and over and over and over
again. Right.
And you're doing everything yourself, editing.
Yeah, I chop up all the stuff on like Premiere. Yeah. So I bought like a $30 tripod and just like put the camera up, do the song a few times from different angles, and then splice those clips together into a music video style thing.
DIY, bro. To switch it up a little bit, we've had some cool little segments, you know, like the Guess That plugin. I don't think we're going to do Guess That plugin this week. I think we'll save it for next week. So what I did was I went into the broadcast channel on my Instagram account, but I asked, I said, you know, we're filming another podcast today, drop your questions. And we got a bunch of questions. Some
cool. I like that.
This is a good one. It says, hardware brand you wish ImageLine would collab with to make a dedicated FL controller. Something like a drum machine or a keyboard.
Yeah.
There's already one out there. And I think the one that they have is pretty much like the first dedicated one that goes with FL that is instantly mapped to FL. And it's the FL Keys controller with Novation.
Mm.
So, I mean, that one's awesome. I love that one.
Mm-hmm.
That one's crazy. As soon as you plug it in, it's mapped. Like all the levels, all the knobs, everything like works right off the bat.
Yeah.
Play button, stop button, record button, everything works. Something else I think it might be cool would be a piece of hardware / controller. Might be like a Kai. If a Kai collabed and made like an MPC, an FPC, like the FPC that's in, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That would be nuts. You know? You know the FPC?
Of course, yeah.
What if a Kai collabed with FL and made an FPC, physical FPC?
Yeah.
That I'd would be down fire.
With that. Yeah, I'd be down with that. Because the mapping is pain in the sometimes.
Yeah, like any MIDI controller that I've ever gotten, I never even bothered. I just used it legit as just hooking up to the VST, like, and playing it as is. Like, I never went through, because I've had an M-Audio Axiom Air in the past, that white one. Remember that white one?
Mm-hmm.
I still have it. But you could map those, but it'd take you a day to map that thing. Who knows? Like, it'd be ridiculous.
I'm not, like, a huge, like, gearhead. Like, I use a 404, a SP-404. That's about the extent of, like, my hardware messing around. It's just, like, this tiny little sampler.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not like a huge gearhead, but I guess like a FPC would be kind of a sick collaboration.
Yep. That question came from Golden, but he spelled it G5LDN. So shout out G5LDN Golden, I'm assuming, for that question. There's another one.
G-sliding.
There's another one. This is a good one. I'll ask it to you. This will be solely yours.
Mm.
What percentage ratio of your beats do you start with drums versus melody first?
And I
this
mean,
question
you,
is, again, you, whoa, this question's from Golden again. Damn.
He said, what percentage ratio?
What percentage / ratio of your beats do you start with drums versus melody?
I mean, I'll usually start with the drums just because I like a cool, like...
More than melody?
I don't know. That's the tough thing is, like, I'll just do either or, man.
Yeah.
It really depends on how I'm feeling type. Yeah, I like to find a good, like, tempo.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'll sometimes, like, make a song at one tempo and then speed it up or slow it down, because mm-hmm. that's kind of interesting.
Right.
Like, if you get it at, like, 90 and then slow it down to 70,
all right,
it's kind of fun. So
I get that. I start with melody probably more times than drums, but
yeah.
I would say I think for me personally, if I'm stuck or I'm in, like, a, you know, a writer's block type of thing,
mm-hmm.
I'll start with drums.
Yeah.
Or just to switch things up. I'll start with drums. Or if I come across like a fire, way like different out of the box 808 type sample, I'll start with an 808.
Yeah.
And I'll just try to make like an 808 pattern that just smacks.
Right.
Because I mean, the music nowadays too, like people are vibing to the rhythm. People are vibing to the whole rhythm section more than anything. Right.
Yeah.
Clubs, this, that. Like I feel like most songs that come out, like if you're talking like trap songs, hip hop, rap songs nowadays, a lot of times it's so hard to even hear the melodies. Like they bury the melodies now.
Mm-hmm.
So people are vibing to the rhythm section more than anything anyways.
Yeah. I like samples too. I'll like just chop a sample mm-hmm. usually and like slow it down, speed it up, jump into like slice acts.
Yep.
Do some chops, you know.
Yeah.
The huge.
Yep.
It's different every time. Question.
All right. If, this is tough. If not FL Studio, then which DAW would you choose? If you couldn't use FL Studio, like FL Studio didn't exist, what DAW would you use instead?
FL Mobile.
Cheater.
Yeah, no. I don't know. Probably.
It can't have FL in the name.
Right, right. Heated. It can't have F or L. Logic's out. No, I would choose Logic only because I like how it looks and like it's similar to GarageBand. Either that or I would just get into Pro Tools.
Okay.
Pro Tools is sick.
Like, I would do Logic.
Yeah. Logic seems easy enough.
Maybe because I've used it like a good amount in the past
mm-hmm.
and I know roughly my way around Logic. It's been a long time,
mm-hmm.
but I did like run studio sessions off when I was working in somebody else's studio. I was using Logic the entire time. So,
yep.
And I made some beats in there too.
Yeah.
It's more audio driven. It's more controller driven. At least then it was. Now I think they got piano roll. They got that. They're starting to like, catch on to that.
I got a
wave.
Decent auto tune in there.
Ableton, I know it's up there as far as like how many people use it compared to FL Studio, but I can't.
Yeah,
I can't. I get so confused when I just sit there and look at it. Like I don't even know where to go.
To me, that looks like a math equation.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
It's just like get the.
It looks
I'm
like
not
90s.
Doing this.
It looks 90s to me. It looks old school, and it's just like it's a different language.
It looks like
vice versa too. It's like an Ableton user that's strictly Ableton coming into FL. It's the same vibe for them. It's it's a completely different language.
To me, Ableton looks like a DAW that was meant to be like 3D holograph projected. Mm. You know what I mean? It looks like one of them type DAW, like a such a futuristic DAW that you in there like that.
Shout out Virtua Futura.
That was a good question.
That was good. Maybe do one more. How do you cure beat block? What do you do for beat block when you're stuck and you're like, yo, I just nothing's hitting, yo. Nothing's hitting. And it's been like a day, 2 days, 3 days, and nothing's hitting.
I just keep showing up, dude. Just keep showing up. Like show up for an hour, show up for 2 hours, listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
And just be ready, because the thing is, you're not going to have good ideas all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But what's just important is that you just keep showing up and are consistent, because that's the only way that you're going to get anything ever.
Mm-hmm. So you just like you fight through it.
Yeah, that's how you become like proficient in what you do is like, I don't feel like being here, but I'm here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it doesn't have to be like, this is my favorite song I've ever made, but I showed up.
Yep. That's good. That's from Miggy Banks.
Oh,
beat block for me, like I agree with a lot of what you just said. I just take a break sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll do that. Sometimes I'll just go through it. Sometimes I'll just work on other kinds of music if I have something to mix or if I have maybe MIDI packs that I've downloaded or that I've made in the past. I'll go through those, maybe get some inspiration from that, like kind of switch it up.
Yeah.
Like I said a little while ago, I'll start a beat in a way that I normally won't start a beat or a tempo
right.
that I normally
exactly.
won't go to.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just kind of switch it up and get an inspiration somehow in a different way. Get some sort of different kind of inspiration. Listen to different genres of music.
Yeah.
That's a big thing too. Listen to other genres. Pull from other genres.
I'll listen to everything on double speed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, oh, that sounded nuts. What was that? Let me loop that up.
Oh, this is a good one. I like this one. And I think this is from Golden again. Yeah, these guys got some good questions.
They philosophers.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them, but the ones that are standing out, three of them are Golden's. This is a good one. What's one common FL feature that you wouldn't miss if it was discontinued? It's tough.
I don't know, because like, what do
I don't want to get rid of anything. If they got rid of like or a plugin, like if they got rid of like Wave Candy, I would miss.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's a plugin that just literally gives you like a visual. I mean, you can utilize it for. I've utilized it to tell like what chords are in a sample.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there's other things that do that nowadays, and I don't use it that often. Like I find myself, it takes more time to do that. It's a cool thing to do with Wave Candy, but I find myself taking way more time setting it up to figure out what chords are being played in a sample than like just figuring it out like by ear. It's a cool thing to do, but if they got rid of Wave Candy, I wouldn't be mad at all.
If they got rid of like the multiband compressor, like mastering presets, I wouldn't be mad at that. Their mastering presets, I've used them before, and like they work here and there, but the mastering presets and the multiband compressor, that compressor just adds too much. Like, even when you just put it on default, it adds like a puffiness to the whole chain, and I'm like, I can't stand it. The ratio to like when it works to when it doesn't, there's a thousand other plugins that I could use instead of the multiband compressor.
That was a good question. So there's some FL news. Shout out to everybody that dropped questions on the broadcast channel. That was awesome. So there's a new thing that FL's doing. So the FL Cloud, we haven't talked about it in a bit, but one thing that they're doing a lot now is these collaborative sample packs with like big producers. Yeah. And I came across this. It just dropped yesterday with Hitboy. Shout out the homie Hitboy collabing with FL and ImageLine on his own sample pack in FL Studio. Just run the video real quick.
Artist, really my career started, you know, on FL, and I'm still on FL Studio to this day. People have been begging me from Twitter to real life, have you ever put a pack out? Like, can you put a pack out? And, you know, to be able to do it with FL, that's fly. You know, that's like an athlete getting with Nike. Now I'm going to try to make a beat out the Surfer John pack. I'm going to try to find something to get the percussion groove going. Just probably just a simple hi-hat. Put them in the piano roll and just mess around. With FL Cloud, it's just like infinite inspiration. And any type of sound that you could think of is right there at your fingertips. Most of my ideas, the faster they come, the more people like them. FL just bring it out of you.
This is going to open up a whole new thing with big producers like collabing with FL.
Yeah.
And it's going to be included. So if you already have the FL Cloud with the million features that it seems to already have, like this is just going to be an added thing. Like if you have like the unlimited subscription or whatever it is, you're going to automatically get all these things that just get added whenever they get added, which is awesome. So the pack is called Surf or Drown from Grammy winner Hitboy, only in FL Cloud. Get 9 construction kits and over 30 musical loops, including sounds actually used on Surf or Drown, Volume 1 album.
People have been using, like, Hitboy's packs forever, so now you got it right in the cloud.
Yeah, that's awesome. Fire. That's going to be huge.
Hell yeah.
Imagine, like, I don't know, man. Imagine the producers that are going to come in.
I want
in
the
and,
Alchemist kit. Oh, that's going to be crazy. Snares.
I don't know if he would do it. He's not an FL guy.
No?
I don't think so. I don't think he is.
I think he's a lot of hardware, so I think so. Yeah. I have no clue what his workflow is.
I would imagine that FL is going to stick with FL producers.
Yeah.
It would make sense. It would be cool if they went outside of that for those kinds of packs, because it is like a separate thing with the cloud. It's a sample-based thing, so you could go outside of that.
Yeah.
And get producers that don't necessarily use FL.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be kind of cool too. So I think right now we're going to announce the winners from last week's giveaway.
Yeah.
Let's go to the video real quick, and I'm going to randomly pick 5 winners that are going to win my entire FL Studio music production course suite with probably 40 and 50 hours worth of video content. All of my gems. All of them. Mm-hmm. And the keyword last week was finger. Pick. Let's scroll. And the first winner is War Spawn 314.
War Spawn is crazy.
These names are gonna get crazy.
Hey yo.
The second
War Spawn.
The second winner is Rich Hustle. That's it. Rich Hustle. Number 2. And the third winner is Shake the Flake. Shake the Flake. And then all right. So and the fourth winner is right under Hermes Matos, only because he spelled finger P-H-Y-N-G-E-R.
Dang.
That stands out. So stuff like that is going to stand
out.
So that's the fourth winner. And the fifth and final winner for this week's giveaway is Praj Walsh, Walshir Sath. 9023. PRAGWALSHIRSATH 9023. Fifth and final winner that's going to win. So shout out to the winners. Thank you for joining. Thank you for commenting. You're going to win a copy of all of my FL Studio music production courses, between 40 and 50 hours worth of content. Stay tuned for the keyword in this podcast. We're going to be doing it again this week and every week for the time being. And by the way, if you hear your name, hit me up on Instagram. I wanted to mention that. But if you hear your name and you are a winner, DM me on Instagram and I'll hit you with all the links.
Some talks. You know, yeah. I love my talks.
Yeah, let's do it.
I love my talks.
Which one do you want to do? Mid-side EQ. That one stood out to me.
That was a good one.
Because that's a good topic.
Yeah, that's
so,
a good
yeah,
one.
We'll do some producer reacts. We like this segment.
Want professional sounding mixes? Then use mid-side EQ. It's an advanced way to clean up your mixes and save some extra dB headroom to make your tracks even louder. Mid-side EQ makes it possible to equalize the stereo and mono signal separate from each other. Here is a quick example on this bass sound. Open mid-side EQ preset in Patcher, and here you got two EQs, one for the mid signal and one for the stereo. In this case, we can see that there is a little bit too much going on in the stereo low end. We can cut all the low frequencies in the stereo signal that would wash out the mix without affect the low frequencies in the mid signal that are crucial for heavy bass sounds.
Good video, but y'all gotta cut it out with these AI voices, man.
That's definitely an AI voice.
I hate that. That is like the word, because it's like a run-on sentence.
Yeah.
Make sure that you are looking at all the...
Yeah, that's definitely like, AI voice. Like, but yo, that's a good tip.
That's a good tip.
And I was gonna say, I had a feeling it was going there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking that they were going to go with Patcher, because Patcher has had that for a long time. And essentially what it's doing is it's just like, it's very simple. I think even Frank Pohl has that too. I think he might have made one too.
Yeah.
Meant for a mid-side EQ. Essentially what you're doing is just like taking one signal, making it mono, another signal, making it stereo, and putting an EQ on each one of those signals.
And without like, you know, splitting hairs doing so.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. I didn't know that there was that mid-side EQ feature. Like, you can just open up two windows like that.
You know
that.
What else has the feature in there, too? What is it? Fruity Reverb 2.
Mm.
Fruity Reverb 2 has a mid-side button. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
You can switch that on and off.
Oh.
And it'll go more, you know, more mono, more stereo. Yeah, it's pretty dope.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, because that's a major gem. When you figure out, like, the sort of, like, the stereo field mixing and all that, that's a way to level up your mixes for sure.
This is a long video, so I don't know if we're going to go through the whole thing. It's good. It's about Hyperchorus. If you want to learn more about Hyperchorus, which is one of the dopest
I saw this video.
Effects plugins that have come out in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A chorus creates stereo width and subtle modulation, similar to multiple instrument groups. This is achieved by creating delayed copies of the original signal delays and then slightly detuning them while also panning them around the stereo field. The pitch, timing, and stereo position offsets, when mixed with the dry signal, create the chorus sound. Similar to when a choir sings.
Right.
No two singers are ever exactly in phase with each other or have the exact same pitch.
I low-key thought this was the best part of this video.
That's crazy.
Where they just explain that.
That's nuts right there. How they break down what a chorus is basically doing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a delay. It's multiple delays
and
then going into a pitch shift and then panning.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like, I mean, when you break it down.
That was the best part, yeah.
Yeah, that is the best part to me, too.
Because the rest is just like, check out this thing that you
check
can...
Check out how to use it. Yeah, check out like how to use it. Yeah, so Hyperchorus, if you haven't used it, what are you waiting for? I don't know if that's part of like the all plugins bundle or what, but that's an awesome effects plugin that I need to be using more. And like you said, I love the beginning. That's what really drew me to that video and just to like want to like just put it on the pod, because that explanation is key right there.
Facts.
If you're ever wondering like how a chorus even works, that's what it is. So that essentially, like, if you want to get like really nerdy about it and nerd out on some stuff, and you can essentially like make your own chorus inside a patcher if you wanted to go Frank Pohl on it.
Facts.
Just to know what it does is pretty dope. To know what you're adding to a sound when you put a chorus on there is awesome. It's about that time. Keyword time.
Oh, shit.
Today's keyword. I'll do keywords today. How about this? All right. Today's keyword is sprinkler. Sprinkler.
Yeah.
So drop it down in the comments and enter yourself to be one of five winners to win my entire FL Studio music production course suite.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to do it for today. I think we can wrap it up
short
and sweet today. So again, thank you everybody for joining and watching, commenting, sharing, all that good stuff. And if you haven't, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and share this with a friend. If
You get me.